USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump declined to answer questions on Wednesday during a deposition with the Office of New York Attorney General Lolita James, asserting his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. President Biden is cheering the latest inflation report.
Well, the price of some things went up last month. The price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month.
The consumer price index for July was unchanged after a jump of 1.3% in June. Meanwhile, food prices rose another 1.1% and electricity jumped 1.6%. Wild swings in mortgage rates last week caused a rare surge in refinancing. Refi apps rose 4% for the week. The average for 30-year fixed mortgages increased to 5.47%. This is USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Amazon is taking an unprecedented step regarding five-star reviews.
In what Amazon calls a first of its kind, Amazon on Tuesday sued a Rhode Island man and his company for allegedly selling fake five-star reviews to bolster seller feedback on Amazon.com. The lawsuit filed in Washington State's King County Superior Court alleges that Trey King and his online business has been selling fake verified feedback to retailers. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Seattle man is facing 10 to 20 years in prison after being convicted of spying for the Saudi government. The jury found former Twitter employee Ahmed Abunamo guilty yesterday of multiple charges, including acting as an agent for Saudi Arabia, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. President Biden with nothing on his public schedule the rest of the day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
The House is in session this week, and they're scheduled to vote on a huge reconciliation bill later this week. The bill includes funding for climate change initiatives, and the Biden administration is pushing for Americans to choose electric vehicles. Congressman Dan Crenshaw from Texas tells Fox and Friends that Democrats will not permit mines that harvest the necessary minerals.
And the Biden administration closed down the Twin Cities mine, which would have produced copper and nickel, the exact kind of things that we need if they want to have the goals that they have.
Republicans pushed for car manufacturing materials to be made within the United States. Wisconsin businessman Tim Michaels has defeated former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clyfish to win the state's GOP primary for governor Tuesday night. Michaels vowing to his supporters that he will stand up for the people of Wisconsin if elected governor, something he argues Democrats have failed to do.
They've been left behind by the Democratic Party that just wants to focus on the social issues. From my first day in office to my very last day as governor, jobs and the economy are going to be my number one priority.
Michaels faces incumbent Governor Tony Evers in the November election. More news can be found by checking us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.